Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's get some savvy tips from Marianne, and with some good basketball games on TV this weekend, plus the Oscars Sunday night, this might call for some extra grocery shopping for TV snacks or just at-home meals.
That's right, Bob. I know you like to do the grocery shopping in our house. And although I really, really do appreciate that because I do not like to go to the grocery store myself, you come back with a lot of things that somebody who doesn't cook would buy.
Well, the problem is sometimes I'm hungry when I'm at the store, and I occasionally will start eating when I'm in line to check out. So I like to buy foods that are already prepared.
Yes, and I know that's why you like to go to Costco, because you like to buy food that is free and given to you, no matter what is in it.
Well, I do like the samples, yeah.
Yes, you really do. But if you wait a little bit instead of just buying those prepared foods, you could save a lot of money. And I have found the 7 most expensive things you can buy at the grocery store, and you, my friend, my husband, are a fan of many of these items.
Okay, let's hear them.
Okay, so we can all agree that grocery store prices are absurdly high and getting worse this year. Compared to even last year, there is a sticker shock on so many items, even the basics like eggs and butter and apples. But here's the thing. When you buy convenience foods, you pay much more because the extra labor and the ingredients and the packaging of these foods, it tacks on a huge surcharge. So things are way more expensive than if you just prepared them yourself. So here are the 7 most overpriced items at the supermarket. And we start off with guacamole. Okay, first of all, I don't get this. Okay, because to make guac, all you need to do is open up an avocado, mash it, and add a few ingredients. But people buy the prepared stuff all the time, and I have read so many stories about what is actually in that and how little avocado is in a guac that you buy prepared. But forget about that. It takes, because of the packaging and the effort that it takes to make it and the ingredients, they are they're super expensive. And these are not extravagant ingredients. I'm talking about like lime and cilantro and onion. So you're better off buying these things separately and dedicating 15 minutes max to chopping them up and throwing them together. And it's going to be, even if the price ends up being, you know, close to the same, because avocados are really expensive, you'll get much more, and you'll get it, you'll make it the exact way that you want it, and it will be real avocados in there.
What if you don't have somebody at home like you who is a great cook and loves to cook? You know what I mean? What if you're single?
Bob, do you know how to cut? It's like, you know how to open up an avocado. You just open up the avocado and scoop it out. And you can cut an onion. I've seen you put it on a hot dog.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, the next one is pre-cut food. Okay, so these rows and rows of beautiful sliced fruit in plastic containers at all the grocery stores, you know, usually pineapples, mangoes, apples, whatever, you know, kiwi, whatever. They're bright and pretty and tempting, but this convenience comes at a super high price. Pre-cut fruit can be well past its prime, and it still costs an arm and a leg. And it is understandable. Like, I do like to buy the pre-cut pineapple and watermelon because it's just such a hassle to cut. But come on, all the other stuff, you don't need to do that. You're paying like 3 times as much for it.
All right, that makes sense.
Okay, here's something that that people don't think about: the rice mixes that are flavored. Oh my goodness. I mean, they don't seem expensive because they're in a box and they're like whatever the price is. It doesn't seem that outrageous. But if you compare that to making your own rice and adding your spices, it's 6 times as much as regular rice. Okay, this next one is for you, Bob. Granola.
I do like my granola.
You are a connoisseur of granola.
Yeah, I put it in my yogurt and sometimes with milk or oat milk.
You like to buy the very best granola. Well, it's so expensive. The main ingredient of granola is rolled oats. So if you just get rolled oats and you add a few things to it, you can make it yourself, and or you can ask me to make it, and it's so much cheaper.
I'll ask you.
Okay. Berries. That is another factor that can seriously ramp up the cost of groceries. It's because of the transportation, because they are delicate fruits, and they're expensive to transport. So berries are just really the most expensive fruit that you can buy, especially if you buy them when they're not in season. So try to buy in season, and if you're hankering for berries and they're out of season, buy the frozen ones.
And you like the organic berries, which are expensive.
Yes, but don't blame me. That sounds like an accusation.
No, I'm not accusing you of anything. Okay. What else is on your list?
A couple more things.
Now, again, seven things. I think we're on number five, aren't we?
Yeah, two more to go. So trail mix, nuts are expensive enough, but when they're packaged with a little handful of raisins, it's like the price jumps incredibly. So why don't you just get your nuts yourself, like separately, or go to a place like, I know that Whole Foods has this, like you can go to different bins and get your own, you know, amounts of whatever it is. You can even add things like dried fruits and M&Ms to keep the price down, but make your own trail mix. And then the last one is bone broth. And, you know, it's so funny because I make homemade bone broth all the time. I have a recipe online for that.
It's really good, too.
It's so good. And it's so healthy because it has collagen in it. But if you buy the pre-made boxed bone broth, it has barely any collagen in it to affect your health or anything else. So make it yourself.
Let's get to the Savvy Planet website. You got a good recipe posted?
Yes. Since we're talking about making our own guac, I thought I would post my recipe for the best guac ever that you and I learned how to make when we were in Mexico. It is on our website right now. It's the ultimate super simple guacamole.
And it's perfect for weekend snacking, and it was good, I remember.
Bob, it is good. I make it all the time.
Well, no, I remember when we had it in Mexico, it even tasted better. SavvyPlanet.com for that. And you put a hyphen between Savvy, S-A-V-V-Y, and Planet. All right, there you go. Your seven most overpriced grocery store items. Grzanich, I hope you were writing these down.
Yeah, and subscribe, and you'll get free recipes once a week.
Thank you, Marianne.